Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit Spectrum.com/big deal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Back in the late 80s, when I was first diving into this topic as a journalist, trying to find out, is there any credence to these persistent stories about crash retrievals and reverse engineering and metamaterials, alien stuff, I, of course, came across the name of Len Stringfield that was just mentioned by my guest, Rich Hoffman. He did the first really serious research into these connections between military secret programs, the possibility that some of these materials had come out to my neck of the woods, Nevada, in the Nevada desert. So, I reached out to him, got to know him a little bit. Rich, give me your sense of how real the crash retrieval info is, even before we started hearing from Dave Grush. How seriously you took this? Do you think it's legit, that it really is happening?
Well, there's been a lot of investigations that have taken place over the years. Of course, you know, as you very well know, we have the Roswell event with Berlitz, and we have also the Don Schmidt and Tom Carey, who did a lot of work in terms of investigating the Roswell thing. And we saw that the attempt to be able to get the records from Roswell were all completely gone. that's pretty interesting in the context of, trying to learn something from it. And then we've had, over the years, you've had everything from the reports of the Ubatuba crash that took place. And there was actually material that came out of that. You've had in 1966, you had the Kecksburg, object that came down in Philadelphia that led into the retrieval of that. There were witnesses to seeing the military moving an acorn type object away from there. So you've had these cases over the years where there have been a very legitimate sounding, cases where there's multiple witnesses to the event to substantiate it. You have a number of other kinds of things like the Aztec, New Mexico, where there was a crash that was mentioned that I don't think that ever really panned out. You had Kingman.
Kingman. Yeah, Kingman.
Yeah, so you had Kingman. And you heard all these reports about all these different crashes that have happened. And, you know, some of them panned out where there was something to it, or at least you get more information about, you know, again, witnesses with anecdotal type of testimony. But you walk away with your hands where you nothing in it, you know, and you didn't have any proof per se. And so, you know, very much over my, you know, nearly 59 years to almost like now 60 years of dealing with this topic, you hear stories, but, you know, when you, and it might be a story that's compelling in a court of law, but when you go to the court of science, it doesn't pan out because there's no evidence, right? So you struggle with being able to get science, if you would, you know, believing it or accepting the fact that that is the case. And you can't go on the basis of just the anecdotal testimony because basically, you know, you have a situation where humans are fallible, you know, in their perceptions and their memory and various other kinds of things. And so you're always looking for, you know, evidence that you could use to give to a scientist, you know, or data or something like that. Of course, we didn't have the technology back in those early days, you know, to be able to do that, or you didn't get the radar data of the object that was coming down. And so there was, you know, brings up a big problem. And of course, that's what you heard from even the NASA panel was data is a problem. And, you know, calibration of equipment is a problem. And if you don't have, you know, additional sensors or something of that nature that are helping to substantiate that it's not a calibration error or something of that nature, then you're struck. You're struck out with basically being able to have scientists really accept it.
You mentioned that you've had conversations with people about crash retrieval programs. I don't know if you consider them sources or just informed observers, but do you have direct communications with somebody who said, I had my hands on it, somebody that you know is credible?
No, I have not had anybody that said I had, you know, that I've talked with that basically have said that they had their hands on it. They knew of programs, much like David is getting, they knew of programs and places where things were going on. And so, you know, that, you know, of course, that's, you hear that. And you hear about the fact that there were like, in, you know, groups of people that were in the early times were actually studying and getting together to discuss that in the military, discuss the crash retrieval efforts. And so there was like a program in the backwoods that was dealing with that and looking at it and discussing it. And so, you know, that's the kind of thing you would hear, but you never got a chance. I never got a chance to speak to anyone directly that was saying that, hi, I got to hold the stuff themselves.
If you had to bet, do you think that it is real? I mean, especially include the testimony of Dave Grush now that we know that it's out there and have broad outlines about what he has said under oath. What do you think?
Well, I think, you know, probably I'm quite honest with you. I think that, you know, we do have wreckage. We do have material. And it's been largely put into the industrial complex and call that, including the contractor companies and that they've been playing heavily in it. I believe that there's that whole thing that's really, really going on now. You're not going to go to places like Lockheed Martin and get them to admit it because these are probably in USAP programs or, you know, unacknowledged SAP programs. And that stuff is always going to be that way, regardless of what you think that Grush could get accomplished here. You know, a SAP is going to remain a SAP no matter what, you know, and I don't see them spilling the beans on the fact that, you know, let's say hypothetically, you know, that Lockheed Martin, and I keep mentioning that company, but anyway, Lockheed Martin has been, you know, doing reverse engineering on such and such. And you're just not going to get that to come forward because it's still classified. And they're going to protect classified things and information to the nth degree. And then you could pretty well see that in the context of just the records that were at Mar-a-Lago. And some of these things were, nuclear kinds of like information that we don't want our adversaries to get. And like you pointed out early on the show, there's a competition for that information. The Chinese would love to be able to get those wonderful documents and love to be able to get that kind of information. That what did we learn from our retrievals, that we've had in the past? So I think that we're kind of in a situation where we'll probably never know.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
I don't know. I hope that you're not right about that. I hope that Congress will pick up the ball and run with it. If Dave Grush has told them the buildings where this stuff is stored, why not go after it? I'm with you on this. I've the national security apparatus has kind of painted itself into a corner on this.
Yeah.
And doesn't really have a way out. There are legitimate national security issues with this material, this technology. That whoever has it and gets it and masters it and duplicates it wins. So there's no getting around that. Inherently that issue, there are people that will probably go to prison if it comes out that they've lied to Congress or misappropriated money or, kept it away. And then just the value of that technology. If I were a company that had it, I wouldn't give it up. Not willingly. You'd have to come and drag me kicking and screaming to give it up. It'd be incredibly valuable, even if you haven't figured it out yet.
I get a kick out that if you recall back, the NRO was not known for like a long, long time. And, congressional leaders learned about it and had no idea that it was there. I mean, it was basically an operation. And so you had an entire government organization that was kind of like hidden from, congressional people and kept so restricted in terms of people knowing it, that it was a surprise.
Well, you raise an interesting point. Secrets can be kept. I mean, you've been at this for a long time. You've worked with sensitive materials and sensitive programs. Secrets can be kept for a really long time.
Yeah, they can. And, I had to sign the non-disclosure agreement, and it's for my life. Thinking that it was like, even for a contractor, it was during the time that I was a contractor, but no, you really signed the agreement saying it's for life. I know things about, the UAP phenomena in terms of like on SIPRNet and things like that to be dangerous, you know, and so I'm in that catch 22 where it's hard for me to, you know, I have to be quiet about it. I can't even mention it to the people that I work with and at work, because they're not even allowed to know. And then I've got, you know, the people in SCU that I can't talk about it. And you can imagine as the level of classification goes up, where it's like, you know, even above top secret, and it gets into the SCI world, when you get into even the NATO stuff with the cosmic, you know, you hear about the cosmic classification, you have the White House level classifications. You add all that stuff in, and then you have a whole different classification system with the Department of Energy, you know. And so there's so many of these levels of restrictions where people get, you know, polygraphs and they can't talk about it or whatever, that it's difficult to be able to have a conversation sometimes with people that work there.
But Mitch, you're just a walking bag of secrets. I'm going to have to come down there and spend some time with you.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, I can tell you that the Air Force is playing in terms of the reporting of the stuff, because I've seen the site. You know, they're reporting videos and various other things that they take, and so they are playing in. But I can't say much more than that. But I can say that.
Well, that's pretty interesting, because the Air Force has sort of been silent. Yeah. Partner in all of this, all the revelations of stuff coming out from the Navy, Space Command talking about it, NASA, but nothing from the Air Force, which you would assume has the biggest collection of stuff, of info, of files, of cases, right?
Yeah, and so I know that they are playing, but I mean, at the same time, you know, they come up with public statements saying that, you know, they don't really want to get into it, you know, right. That they're kind of like, you know, pushing it off, and they didn't want to dismiss it. And there's probably good reasons for that. They were pretty embarrassed as a result of, you know, Project Blue Book, I think, you know, and just that whole thing, and trying to get out of it at that time took them a long time. At the same time, you have a situation where they want to be low key. I think that they want to not really, they're hesitant about that, because, you know, think about it, you know, if you're your funding is tied into being able to defend the airspace around, and then you can't really defend the airspace because objects are in excess, moving in excess of like hypersonic speeds and doing all kinds of things like hanging in the air in 1 minute and then shooting off instantaneously. How do you defend the airspace?
And it's embarrassing to say that you can't do anything about it.
Precisely.
You know, let me ask you this. Has SCU or any of your scientists or affiliate and members done any analysis on so-called metamaterials, either on or off the record kind of a thing?
Well, we've looked at materials. In terms of metamaterials, I think, you know, probably the only one that I'm aware of course, is, you know, Gary Nolan, who has been involved in the metamaterial type of thing and looking at, you know, the isotopic ratios, for example, the many of the materials that he's received. The big problem with materials is knowing the exact, you know, provenance of the material. At the same time, having the materials, you know, in terms of handling of the custody being recorded, in terms of how it was passed, who had it, who touched it, where it was. And then if you recall, the TTSA was also engaging with an organization in the Army to utilize labs that was, it used to be called TACOM's TARDEC, which was a research and development lab that was up in Warren, Michigan. And it's been since renamed, because they actually, you know, the Army moved all those RDECs, or those research and development things, under a capabilities command and stuff like that, that the Army Futures Command, that was basically positioning all of them to be able to help support acquisition into more advanced level things quicker, getting better capabilities and putting them out much quicker for soldiers. So but they were probably engaged in doing some of that work as well. But we would, again, because it's in the military world, we probably wouldn't know about it, because you could literally walk in some of these buildings and go from room to room in a building. And each one of those rooms is a lab, and the people in that room don't even know what's happening in the room next door to them. It's kept that classified and, you know, sequestered, if you would. So you could basically have this whole building, and we have it over here at Redstone, for example, where one of those Ardex was there, but everybody that was in it had no clue. They didn't talk about it, and they went on their stuff. And then I've also been in where MISIC is, which is Missile Space Intelligence Center. And if you think back to what, you know, NASIC is, it used to be called Foreign Technology Division at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. And yes. Then before that, it was called ATIC, which was the Air Technical Intelligence Center. But it was looking at doing that R&D reengineering kind of work up there. But here, Missile and Space Intelligence Center is looking at all the rockets that are collected around the, you know, from whatever we, let's say all those Scuds and things like that. They would bring it over here, and then these guys would tear it apart and look in bolt by bolt and try to figure out how it was operated, and then use it for their own advantage.
Yeah, and there's a lot of speculation that those folks, those same organizations, took apart and analyzed some really foreign material, not just foreign countries, but foreign planets kind of a thing. So you lived there around that. You heard those stories growing up. You dealt with Len Stringfield. Do you think that there's anything like that, those kinds of materials, exotic craft from way, way out somewhere that are still there somewhere?
I believe that that's probably the case. I think, you know, again, going on the basis of belief, based upon, you know, my years of talking with people at the base, my years of having some people confide in me that, you know, that this is what they had going on. Again, the problem comes up that they didn't, you know, hand me a document that said this or that.
Right.
It becomes like when he's, you know, I'm listening to a story.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.